So today,
امروز,
I want to talk about a chapter in the Bible that is often misused to teach a false doctrine. To teach a works-based salvation. And I've mentioned this chapter before, James chapter 2. I've never mentioned preached a whole sermon on this.
Now,
2 weeks ago, somebody brought this chapter up in a discussion. Unfortunately, the person brought up is not here today. But so I thought it would be good to look at it. Now, the goal today is, first of all, so you have a correct understanding of what this chapter actually is teaching, James chapter 2. درک درستی داشته باشیم که این فصل چه درسی بهمون میده. My second goal is that you will understand the importance of reading scriptures in their context.
که آیه رو درست توی اون موضوعش بخونید و از موضوع درش نیاید.
To compare scripture with scripture.
آیه رو با آیه مقایسه کنید.
Now that probably makes a lot of sense to you when you hear that.
وقتی میشنوین شاید براتون منطقی به نظر
بیاد. But often that's not done.
اما اکثرا این اتفاق نمیفته.
It is what false teachers even do on purpose.
معلمین دروغین بعضی وقتا مخصوصا این کارو میکنن.
They have their false doctrine.
اعتقاد دروغش رو
برمی‌داره. And they will just try to get some verses out of their context to support it.
اعتقاد رو قبول دارن و بعد آیه پیدا میکنن که حرفشون رو
ثابت کنن. Yeah, so they convince the simple. So they can deceive the simple.
اون که ساده فکره و درست فکر نمی‌کنه،
بتونه
گول بزنه.
Those who do not know their Bible.
اونی که کلام خداوند رو نمی‌شناسه، گول بزنه.
And my third goal is that you will be able to explain this chapter.
که شما هم قادر باشین این فصل رو برای کسی باز کنید.
Yeah, to others when they bring it up.
برای دیگران وقتی به حضور.
Because if you go out sharing the gospel, this will be something that you will hear.
وقتی میری بشارت میدی، این نکته‌ای هست که همتون می‌شنوید.
The main statement that has been brought up from this chapter is that faith without works is dead.
اولین جمله‌ای که همه ازش استفاده می‌کنن، ایمان بدون عمل مرده است.
That is a correct statement.
جمله درستیه.
The problem is that it's often interpreted to mean something different than what it actually is teaching here. And that is that it means that you need to have works to go to heaven.
که باید عمل داشته باشی که نجات پیدا کنی.
It's the false idea that your faith is not enough.
که ایمانتون کافی
نیست. To go to heaven.
ایمان برای نجات تنها کافی نیست.
Now you might even think, what is the big deal?
Just,
isn't it good to just have works?
عمل داشته باشی.
Now it is good to have works.
خوبه که عمل داشته باشی.
But it is a big problem if you believe that your works will bring you to heaven.
که اعمالتون شما رو به بهشت میبره مشکل.
Because you're now believing a different gospel.
الان دیگه انجیل دیگه ای رو قبول دارید.
You're now not trusting on Jesus alone anymore.
دیگه به عیسی تنها اعتماد ندارید.
You're now trusting on your performance to make it in.
به قدرت خودت و عمل خودت اعتماد دارید.
Yeah, the problem is that faith plus works
ایمان به علاوه عمل
is not the gospel that can save you.
انجیلی نیست که شما رو نجات
بده. False gospel. Now, let me first show you some of the verses that they will bring up. James 2, verse 20. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he had faith and have not works, can faith save him?
ای برادران من، چه سود دارد اگر کسی گوید ایمان دارم وقتی که عمل ندارد؟ آیا ایمان می تواند او را نجات بخشد؟
First 26.
آیه 26.
For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
زیرا چنان که بدن بدون روح مرده است، همچنین ایمان بدون اعمال نیز مرده است.
And then verse 24.
آیه 24.
This is talking about Abraham. We'll see that, but. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only?
پس می‌بینید که انسان با اعمال عادل شمرده می‌شود. نه از ایمان تنها.
Now, if you would just look at these verses.
اگر فقط این آیه‌ها رو تنها نگاه کنی.
You could be deceived into believing that you need to have works to go to heaven.
حتماً عملت لازم داری که به بهشت بری.
Now, I know that most of you here know that salvation is by faith alone and not dependent on our works.
نجات ما با ایمان و نه با عملمون.
But what do you do with these verses?
اما با این آیه‌ها چیکار کنیم؟
What do they exactly mean?
واقعاً معنی این آیه‌ها چیست؟
How do you explain when this is brought up?
این آیه رو به حضورتون میارن چه جوری جواب بقیه
رو. It's much easier than you probably might think it is.
خیلی راحت‌تر از اونی که فکرشو می‌کنی.
And we can figure this out by just applying the basic principles.
فقط اصل خوندن کلام رو عمل کردن.
Read things in their context.
موضوع
فصل compare what you're reading here with what you read in other places in the Bible. Now, why is it so important that we compare scripture with scripture? Because it's God's word we are reading, and it doesn't contradict itself.
Yeah,
God is not a man that he should lie. So if you find verses that seemingly contradict itself, you know that you're interpreting one or a few wrong in the light of many that say something else. So let me start with giving you verses that clearly show you that salvation comes by faith alone.
And
I can literally give you more than 100.
Yeah, that point is out.
This is not an obscure doctrine in the Bible. Go to Acts 16 and read verse 30. And brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
و ایشان را بیرون آورده گفت ای آقایان من چه باید بکنم تا نجات یابم؟
Excellent question.
سوال فوق‌العاده‌ای نه.
What must I do to go to heaven?
چه کار کنم که بی نجات پیدا کنم؟
Yeah, what the 1 million euro question.
یک سوال 1 میلیونی.
What is the thing that's required?
چی لازمه که من انجام بدم؟
The answer is right there. 31.
جواب همینجاست. آیه 31.
And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in the house."
گفتند به خداوند عیسی مسیح ایمان آورد که تو و اهل خانت نجات خواهید یافت.
What's the answer?
جوابشون چی بود؟
Belief.
ایمان بیار.
Not believe and get baptized.
ایمان بیار و
not believe and doing good works.
نه ایمان بیار و عمل کن. Not
believe and repenting from sins.
ایمان بیار و توبه کن.
And of course, there's nothing wrong with baptism. It's a good thing to do. There's nothing wrong with doing good works or repenting of your sins. But it's not what saves you. What must you do? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
trust in Him alone for your salvation. Now, go to probably the most known verse in the Bible, John
3:16.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
زیرا خدا جهان را اینقدر محبت نمود که پسر یگانه مولود خود را داد تا هر که بر او ایمان آورد هلاک نگردد بلکه حیات جاودانی
دارد. Whosoever believes should not perish but have everlasting life. Yeah? You believe on Jesus. You put your trust in Him. Yeah? Not believe plus something. Not believe minus something. You believe on Him. You will not perish. That's a truth statement. You believe and you will have everlasting life. Yeah, that's current tense. Yeah, meaning the moment you believe, that is what you now have, everlasting life. Yeah, go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
308.
زیرا که به فیض نجات یافته اید به وسیله ایمان و این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خداست و نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس فرق نکند.
Yeah, great verse when you're sharing the gospel.
وقتی بشارت میدین بهترین آیه‌ای که میتونیم بگیم. Makes it so clear. انقدر آشکاره که انجیل
You are saved by grace.
زیرا که به فیض نجات یافته اید به وسیله ایمان.
Your part is to believe.
فقط کار تو چیه؟ ایمان.
Yeah, it's not of yourselves.
از خودت نیست. از طریق فیضه.
It just spells it out. It's not of works.
کار نیست. فیضه.
Yeah, there will nobody stand before God and say and boast before God. Here's what I've done to earn myself a way into heaven. Now, should we have works?
آیا باید عمل داشته باشیم؟
Yes, we should.
بله باید.
But doesn't save you. But read the next verse.
اما عمل نجاتمون.
First 10. Ephesians 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them.
زیرا که ساخته او هستیم، آفریده شده در مسیح عیسی برای کارهای نیکو که خدا قبل مهیا نمود تا در آنها گام برداریم.
Yeah, we created into good works. Works we should walk in.
But
it doesn't mean that everybody has good works.
In fact,
a lot of Christians, or might I say even most Christians, have very little work. Yeah, not every Christian is also a follower.
Not
every Christian lives a life for God.
Not
every Christian becomes a laborer in this harvest, in God's harvest field. Yet, going to heaven or not is not dependent on that. Salvation depends on you trusting in the work that Jesus has done for you. He died for your sins. He paid the price.
Yeah.
It is by faith alone. Oh, but surely that is something that I must do to go to heaven?
No.
It is a gift. Yeah, the giver pays for the gift.
کسی که هدیه رو میخره پولشو میده. عیسی مسیح پول هدیه رو داده.
You just need to receive it.
فقط باید هدیه رو قبول کنی.
How do you do that? Believe on Lord Jesus Christ.
ایمان داشته باشیم به عیسی مسیح خداوندمون.
Just our Jesus.
فقط
Jesus.
و تنها
to save you.
عیسی که ما رو نجات میده. او نجات دهنده ماست.
Yeah, so by grace we are saved.
از طریق فیض نجات پیدا کردیم.
Yeah, not of works.
نه از عملمون.
Now, and just in case you're confused about what grace means and what works means,
يعني
go to Romans 11.
يعني رومیان
Romans 11, chapter 6, verse 6. Romans 11, 6.
11:6.
And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work.
اگر از راه فیض است دیگر از اعمال نیست وگرنه فیض دیگر فیض نیست اما اگر از اعمال است دیگر از فیض نیست و الا عمل دیگر عمل نیست.
Yeah, is it not a clear verse?
Yeah.
If it's by grace, then it's no more works. Why not? Because if there's work involved, then we don't call it grace anymore. Yeah? And we're saved by grace. Therefore, not of works. And of course, if it's by works, then it's no more grace. All the way around. Why not? Because if it will be grace, then we cannot call it work anymore. Yeah, these two are opposites. It's either one or the other. You cannot have both at the same time. Yeah, there's no adding a little bit works. Because at that moment, you're going to add a little bit works. You're going to walk away from grace. It's all Jesus or nothing. Yeah, and by the way, also turning from your sin is a work. It's a good work, but it's still a work. And it's not something that can save you. Yeah, it's keeping the law.
شریعت رو نگه داشتن.
Yeah, Jonah 3:10.
یونس 3.
Yeah, and God saw their works that they turned from their evil ways. That was an exact word. Let me search it up. Jonah 3:10. Jonah 3:10. Jonah 3:10.
چون خدا عمل آنان را دید و اینی که چگونه از راه‌های بد خویش بازگشتند منصرف شده بلایی را که بدان تهدیدشان کرده بود بر سرشان نیاورد.
So what are the works that God saw?
خداوند چی دید عملشون؟
They were turning from their evil way.
از راه‌های بدشون.
Yeah, they're turning away from sin. It's a good thing.
دور شده بودن از عملتون. کار نیکو بود. خداوند راضی شد.
Yeah, but
اما
it is a work.
عمله.
Now, I hope you can see that the Bible teaches that we're saved by grace through faith. Now, let's look at these verses in James 2. Yeah? Let me first give you a context.
So
we want to figure out what does it mean that faith without works is dead. What does it mean when the Bible says that Abraham was justified by his works?
Now,
let's get an idea of the context. First of all, who is James writing to? Let's see if we can figure this out. Go to James 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations.
ای برادران من، وقتی که در آزمایش‌های گوناگون می‌افتید، آن را کمال خوشی بشمارید.
Okay, next verse, 1:16. Do not err, my beloved brethren.
ای برادران عزیز من، گمراه نشوید.
Verse 19. Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath.
بنابراین ای برادران عزیز من،
James
در شنیدن تند و در گفتن کند و در خشم آهسته باشد.
James 2:1.
یعقوب 2:10.
My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons.
ای برادران من، ایمان خداوند ما عیسی مسیح خداوند جلال را نازاهر
می نداشته. I will save you the next 11 mentions in this chapter from this book.
10 تا آیه دیگه که کلمه برادر توش استفاده شده رو براتون نمیارم.
He's writing to brethren.
حتی برای کی داره می‌نویسه؟ برادران.
And he doesn't mean it's physical brothers.
نه برادران جسمانی.
They're physical, but I mean
they're believers.
They're all the Christians.
برای همه ایماندارا داره می‌نویسه.
And again, how do you become one?
چجوری عضو یک ایماندار بشی و برادر عیسی مسیح نجات پیدا می‌کنیم از طریق
فیض. These are people who have faith.
برادران.
These are people who have faith and are saved.
اینها با کسایی صحبت میکنه که ایمان دارن، فیض رو قبول کردن و نجات پیدا کردن.
What's the kind of message that James is sending to these brethren?
که یعقوب به این برادران میفرسته چه پیغامی؟
In the verses we just already
read, که خوندیم، می‌شنویم.
It is James telling them to live right.
یعقوب داره بهشون میگه درست زندگی کنید.
Be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
سری بشنوید یا آروم خش بگیرید.
Have not respect. Have not respect of persons. James 1:4.
یعقوب 1:4.
But let patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
اما بگذارید صبر عمل خود را به کمال رساند تا کامل و تمام شوید.
Yeah, James is writing to them so that they will grow in the Lord.
در خداوند رشد کنند.
Now, the chapter we're going to look at, chapter 2, the first part is about not being a respecter of persons. Yeah, we should treat people the same, regardless of what they have, regardless of their status.
چقدر پول داره، چقدر تحصیلات داره، همه یکیه.
And James specifically brings up treating
اعلام میکنه
treating the rich and the poor the same.
چه فقیر چه ثروتمند، همه در نگاه خدا احترام دارن.
James 2:6 he says do not despise the poor.
اما شما فقیر را حقیر شمردید. آیا ثروتمندان بر شما ستم نمی کنند و شما در محکمه نمی کشند؟
Any point out is a sin in verse 9.
که فقیر را کوتاه شمردن گناهه. آیه 9
میگه. If you have respect to persons, you commit sin. And are convinced of the law as transgressors.
اگر احترام نمیذاری به یه نفر، نذاشتن احترام تو گناهه، پس در نتیجه گناه رو شکوندی، گناه کردی.
Yeah, what did it say? James was writing so his brethren would become perfect.
یعقوب می‌نویسه که برادرانش کامل بشن، تکامل برسن.
That doesn't mean without sin, it means complete in their faith.
بلکه در ایمانشون کامل بشن.
Yeah, becoming Christians who check all the boxes, who live right before God.
مسیحی که همه کارهای خداوند رو درست انجام بده. در مقابل خداوند با خدا ترسیده زندگی کنه.
Read 10 and 11.
آیه 10 و 11.
Now let's read the context around verse 14 where we're going to look at. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law.
زیرا هر که تمام شریعت را نگاه دارد و در یک مورد بلغزد مجرم به همه می باشد. زیرا او که گفت زنا مکن نیز گفت قتل مکن. از هر چند زنا نکنی اگر قتل کردی از شریعت تجاوز نمودی.
Yeah, now interestingly enough, anybody who quotes these verses from James 2 out of their context, making them about having to do works to go to heaven, they always seem to forget to read those verses. Yeah, because it says if you just go wrong in one place, if you are trying to do the works, if you commit just one sin, the Bible says you're guilty of all.
کلام خداوند میگه تو همش اشتباه کردی.
And of course, the reality is that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
واقعیتش اینه که هممون گناه کردیم و هممون از جلال خداوند کوتاهیم.
And of course, here in the context, it's pointing back to being a respecter of persons.
موضوع اعلام میکنه در حقیقت احترام بذاریم به هر کسی که در شریعت هست.
And you will come under judgment.
شما زیر قضاوت خداوند
قرار گرفتید. Continue reading, 12 and 13.
12 و 13 رو بخونید.
So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that hath shewed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment.
همچنین سخن گویید و عمل نمایید، مانند کسانی که بر ایشان داوری به شریعت آزادی خواهد شد. زیرا آن داوری بی رحم خواهد بود، بر کسی که رحم نکرده است، و رحم بر داوری برتر می شود.
Yeah, we're still in the context of despising the poor. Yeah, being a respecter of persons, a sin.
Yeah?
You don't show mercy to your brother or your sister.
Yeah?
Don't expect God to show you mercy.
Yeah?
As a Christian, you can experience judgment in this life.
Yes,
you're forgiven spiritually, you're on your way to heaven. But that doesn't mean you can just go out there and just sin whatever you want. God will be chastening you.
Now,
also listen to the sermon I preached a couple of weeks ago on about forgiveness. Yeah, the way you forgive, God forgives you. Again, not affecting your salvation, but it will affect your life here on earth.
Now,
notice also called the law of liberty. Why is that? Because keeping the law,
نگه داشتن شریعت,
yeah, actually brings you most freedom.
بیشترین آزادی رو
when we do what God says, when we do what God commands us,
وقتی راه خداوند رو بریم,
it will give us most freedom.
آزادی بیشتری خواهیم داشت.
It is when we break God's laws,
وقتی شریعت خدا رو میشکنیم,
when we sin against him,
وقتی گناه میکنیم,
that we get into bondage.
اون موقع است که زنجیر بسته میشه به دست
ما. And this is interesting that the world will teach you the opposite.
در دنیا برعکسش رو بهمون میگه.
What is freedom?
خداوند میگه دنیا میگه آزادی.
I can do whatever I want.
آزادی هر کاری دلم میخواد
میکنم. The reality is that sin will put you into bondage.
گناه تو رو به اسارت میکشونه.
Read also James 1:25.
یعقوب 1:25 رو بخونید.
But whoso looketh in the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed.
اما کسی که بر شریعت کامل آزادی چه اما کسی که بر شریعت کامل آزادی چه و در آن ثابت ماند، او چون شنونده فراموشکار نمی باشد بلکه کننده کار، پس او در عمل خود خجسته خواهد بود.
Yeah, the man that is a doer.
کسی که
yeah, of the work, yeah, a doer of what God has told him to do, yeah, that person is blessed. Now, go back to James 2, and now we're getting this verse that is often brought up. Verse 14. What did it profit, my brethren, through a man say he had faith and have not works? Can faith save him?
Hey, brotheran man, che sood darat agar kasi guyad iman daram, vaghti ke amal nadarad?
Now, notice that it mentions what is it profit? What is it benefit?
اول میگه چه سودی داره؟ سودش چیه؟
Yeah, if a man say he had faith.
اگه کسی میگه ایمان داره.
If a man said, "Hey, I am a Christian."
اگه کسی میگه من مسیحیم.
And have not works.
و عمل نداره.
What is that profit?
چه سودی داره برای او؟
Can faith save him?
آیا ایمان میتونه او رو نجات بده؟
Here's what you need to realize.
چیزی که باید
not every time that you see the word save in the Bible, it means spiritual salvation.
هر زمانی که کلمه نجات رو میشنویم، نجات روحانی نیست.
We can be saved from more things.
از خیلی چیزا ما میتونیم نجات
پیدا کنیم. Let me give you some examples.
بذارین چند تا مثال براتون بزنم.
In Matthew
24:22.
I'll read it, but and except those days, this is about the end times, by the way, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Yeah, in the end, there will be a time of persecution.
زمانی خواهد بود
a time that will be shortened
کوتاه میشه زمان مصیبت ها.
Otherwise,
وگرنه,
nobody would physically make it through that period of time
because of the persecution. در این زمان پیدا نمی کرد.
Now we have so we are saved, yeah, physically.
نجات داریم از لحاظ جسمانی.
In Matthew 14:30, it talks about Peter.
در مورد پتروس.
Yeah, Jesus when Peter was walking on the water. And Peter started sinking. Peter said, "Save me."
Petrus میگه نجاتم ده خداوند نجاتم ده.
It was not about spiritual salvation.
He
doesn't want to drown.
میخواست غرق شه. نجات میخواد از غرق شدن.
Another example. 1 Timothy 2:15. Where it talks about women being saved by childbearing.
2:15.
Yeah, 1 Timothy 2:15.
اما به زاییدن رستگار خواهید شد اگر در ایمان و محبت و قدوسیت و متانت ثابت بمانید.
That doesn't mean if you don't have children that you don't go to heaven. But it means being saved from trouble that can come to your life when you're not fulfilling the role God has assigned for you. And of course, naturally part of being a woman is becoming a mother. As opposed to becoming idle and getting yourself into trouble. Not having good works.
We
need to look at the context to figure out what kind of saving we are talking about.
Now,
go back to James 2 and read the next two verses.
Yaqub fasl 2.
Slow?
Yes.
The next verse gives some more insight. So James 2, 15 and 16. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit?
اگر برادری یا خواهری برهنه و محتاج خوراک روزانه باشد و کسی از شما به دیشان گوید به سلامتی بروید و گرم و سیر شوید، آیا مایحتاج بدن را به دیشان ندهد؟
Yeah. If a brother or a sister is in need of clothing or food, and you only tell them, hey, be filled, be warmed, and then you walk away, what's the point? What is the profit?
The
point that James is making is that if your faith has no actions, it's not going to help anybody. Yeah? And because you are despising the poor because of your inaction, which is a sin, your lack of compassion and brotherly kindness, because of your lack, it will not save you from judgment that can come to your life. Yeah, by not looking in the law of liberty and acting on it.
Yeah,
keeping the law, God's laws, actually makes us free. And of course, there's ceremonial laws in the Bible that have been fulfilled in Jesus. There's ceremonial laws that have been fulfilled in the Bible.
But
the Old Testament law is not void. Yeah, part is fulfilled. It doesn't apply to us anymore. But it's still wrong to kill.
It's
still wrong to marry your sister or your brother. Yeah, sin brings trouble and judgment to our lives here on earth, which we can be saved from.
Read chapter 2, verse 17.
Even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead being alone. Even so, in the same way, faith, if it had not works, is dead. Yeah, being alone. And of course, now suddenly we are to believe that this verse is teaching us about salvation, on how to go to heaven. Ignore the context of the book of James. Ignore the context of the chapter. Ignore what the Bible says about salvation. Yeah, that is by faith. Yeah, just listen to your proof here. That without works you cannot go to heaven. Now, does that make any sense? The answer is no. Now, what do you think faith without works is death actually means? A. If your faith does not have works added to it, you go to hell.
Or
B. You as a Christian, as one of the brethren, must add works to your faith.
Because
otherwise, it's not going to profit anybody. It's not going to profit your brother or sister who is in need
of
clothing and food, for example.
This
should not be a hard question to answer.
Faith
without works is dead.
بدون عمل
simply means
به این معنی خیلی ساده
that a faith that does not put into practice
که عمل نشه
is useless.
بیفایده است برای اطرافیانه.
Like a dog that is dead.
مثل سگی که مرده است دیگه به دردش
It's still a dog. It's laying on the ground there.
هنوز سگه، هنوز مرده است
کنار.
اما اون چه سودی داره برای هر کسی؟
It's not going to bark to warn you.
نه پارس میکنه.
It's not going to chase any trespassers.
دزداتو دنبالش نمیدوه.
You can have the sign on your gate.
ممکنه علامت جلوی درت باشه که سگ
وجود داره. Dog.
سگو مراقب باش.
Yeah, but nobody will notice a dog.
اما سگی وجود نداره میاد تو خونه چون اونجا مرده.
Because it's dead.
چون مرده است.
Yeah, beware, I'm a Christian.
وای مراقب باشی من مسیحیم. من ایمان دارم.
But nobody will notice it.
اما کسی نمیفهمه.
Because it's a dead faith.
چون ایمان مرده است.
It doesn't do anything.
هیچ کاری نمیکنه.
It's not profiting anybody.
به کسی سودی نمیرسونه.
Yeah, the whole point that James is making.
نکته ای رو که یعقوب داره به هممون میگه که.
Is to start adding works to your faith.
عملتون رو به ایمانتون اضافه کنید که فایده داشته باشه.
Read verse 18.
آیه 18 رو بخونید.
Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works.
بلکه کسی خواهد گفت تو ایمان داری و من اعمال دارم. ایمان خود را بدون اعمالت به من بنما و من ایمان خود را از اعمال خود به تو خواهم نمود.
Now try showing your faith without works. It's not going to work. How can we make our faith visible to other people?
ایمانمون رو آشکار کنیم برای همه مردم.
By works, by actions.
با عملمون.
Yeah.
با کارمون.
You say you have faith.
میگی ایمان داری.
People cannot look into your heart. They don't know what's going in there. If you never act on that faith, how could anybody know if you actually have faith? Yeah? You may have trusted on Jesus. Yeah, you have believed you're on your way to heaven. But without works, nobody could tell. It's not visible to others. Read verse 19. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble.
تو ایمان داری که خدا یگانه است؟ نیکو می‌کنی. شیاطین نیز ایمان دارند و می‌لرزند.
Yeah, you believe there's one God? Good.
ایمان داری خدا وجود داره؟
Yeah, that's true. But the devils also believe that.
شیطان هم قبول داره خدا
یکیه. It doesn't benefit anybody.
به کسی سودی نمی‌رسونه.
20. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?
اما ای مرد باطل آیا می‌خواهی بدانی که ایمان بدون اعمال مرده است؟
Yeah, just saying be warm, be filled is not going to profit your brother or sister.
یه نفری که گرسنه است و در حقیقت بدون لباسه بگی گرم باش، سیر باش، برو به امید خدا، خدا بهت برسونه.
Yeah, just believing there's one God. It's not going to benefit others.
به خدا اون کسی که جلوتر رو سودی بهش نمی‌رسونه. عمل رو اضافه کن به ایمانت.
Now let's read the next verses where
آیه بعدی رو بخونیم.
We have this reference to Abraham.
که برمیگره به ابراهیم.
And this other verse that is brought up.
که خیلی‌ها به حضور میارن.
Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God.
آیا پدر ما ابراهیم به اعمال عادل شمرده نشد وقتی که پسر خود اسحاق را به قربانگاه تقدیم کرد؟ می‌بینی که ایمان با اعمال او عمل کرد و ایمان با اعمال کامل گردید و آن نوشته تمام گشت که می‌گوید ابراهیم به خدا ایمان آورد و برای او به عدالت محسوب گردید و دوست خدا نامیده شد.
Yeah, now this can sometimes throw people off when it's brought up to them. I don't know what to say. People come to them. See, it says Abraham, our father, was justified by works. That's what the Bible says.
خداوند گفته عمل نجات عادل شمرده شد.
Yeah, read also the next verse, 24.
بعدی رو بخونیم 24.
You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only.
پس می‌بینید که انسان با اعمال عادل شمرده می‌شود نه از ایمان تنها.
Case closed. Smackdown. You lose.
So, باختی پس عمل وجود داره برای.
The Bible teaches that salvation requires works.
نجات تو اتفاق عمل داره. ایمان کافی نیست.
Now, not so fast.
خیلی تون نرو.
First of all, what did we establish?
اول چی رسیدی؟
The Bible all over the place teaches that salvation is by faith alone.
همه جا نجات ما فقط از طریق ایمان و فیضه.
Not of works at all.
نه از عمل. همه جایی که تو مقدس
Then we saw James speaking to brethren, people who are already saved.
اونایی که اول نجات پیدا کرده بودن و حالا برادرشن.
And he's encouraged them to be perfect, to be complete as a Christian.
درست عمل کنن به عنوان یک برادر مسیحی.
He's telling them to add works to their faith.
بهشون میگه عمل رو اضافه کن به کارش.
And we don't have a subject change here.
در حقیقت موضوع اینجا عوض
This is actually continuing from the same context.
این موضوع رو در مورد همون موضوع.
Yeah. Was not Abraham our father?
ابراهیم پدر ما نبود؟
Justified by works?
با عدل عادل شمرده نشد.
Yeah, that points back to what we've just read.
برمیگردیم که ابراهیم هم برادر بود و اعمالش
Clearly this relates to having faith without works being dead.
ایمانمون بدون عمل مرده است.
So what does it mean that Abraham was justified by his works? What does it mean that by works a man is justified and not by faith only?
Now,
let's compare scripture with scripture. Go to Romans 4. Romans chapter 4. And stay there because we're going to read some more verses there. But first read verses 1 and 2. What shall we say then that Abraham our father... Yeah, the same guy, as pertaining to the flesh had found. For if Abraham were justified by works, he had whereof to glory, but not before God.
پس می بایست چه بگوییم که پدر ما ابراهیم به حسب جسم چه یافت؟ زیرا اگر ابراهیم به اعمال عادل شمرده شد، جای فخر دارد، اما نه در نزد خدا.
So here it actually says the opposite. Yeah, it says that Abraham was not justified by works. Because if Abraham were justified by works, he had something to glory about. He had something to boast about. Yeah, before God. But it says that's not what is the case. Yeah, we just read in Ephesians 2. Yeah, not of works, lest any man should boast. Is this a contradiction in the Bible? Did not just James 2
say
that Abraham was justified by works? And so now the Bible doesn't contradict itself. It is God's word. God doesn't lie. Read the next verses. Verse 3. For what said the scripture? Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness.
رومیان فصل 4 آیه 3 تا 5.
زیرا کتاب چه میگوید؟ ابراهیم به خدا ایمان آورد و آن را و آن برای او عدالت محسوب شد.
Yeah, how was Abraham saved?
چه جوری عدالت حساب شد برای ابراهیم؟
By faith. Abraham was saved because he believed God. Read the next two verses, 4 and 5. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace but of debts. But to him that worketh not but believeth on him that justified and godly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
زیرا کتاب اما برای کسی که عمل میکند مزدش نه از راه فیض بلکه از راه طلب محسوب میشود و اما کسی که عمل نکند بلکه ایمان آورد به او که بدینان را عادل میشمارد ایمان او عدالت محسوب میشود.
Yeah, to him that worketh not but believeth on him that justifies ungodly, his faith is counted for
righteousness.
Yeah, it's not works.
Nah,
read on next three verses, 6 to 8. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
چنان که داوود خوشحالی آن کس را ذکر می کند که خدا برای او عدالت محسوب می دارد بدون اعمال. خوشا به حال کسانی که خطایای ایشان آمرزیده شد و گناهانشان پوشیده گردید. خوشا به حال کسی که خداوند گناه را به وی محسوب نفرماید.
Yeah, if God doesn't impute sin to you, it means you're saved.
اگر خداوند گناه به حسابت نیاره،
it means your sins are taken care of by Jesus.
گناهان تو را عیسی پرداخت کرده، پس نجات پیدا کرده.
And that's what how it works. That is by faith alone.
از طریق ایمان تنها و ایمانه.
So was Abraham justified by his works?
ابراهیم با عملش عادل شمرده شد.
Yes, but not before God.
بل نه در مقابل خدا.
He was justified by his works before men.
عملش در مقابل انسان ها.
When he acted on his faith.
اما وقتی در عملش قدم برداشت.
That is when people could see his faith.
وقتی بقیه تونستن ایمانش رو
His faith became visible.
ایمانش آشکار شد. تصویر کشیده شد برای بقیه.
It was already there before the works were done.
ایمانش حتی قبل از عملش هم بود.
But now it was evident to others.
اما الان همه اطرافیان هم ایمانش رو دیدن.
Yeah. And by the way, Romans 4 is a great verse to use.
فصل 4 آیه خیلی خوبیه.
Because it shows you that people always were saved by faith, also in the Old Testament.
نشون میده که حتی کسایی که در عهد عتیق هم بودن با عمل نجات پیدا نکردن بلکه از طریق ایمان نجات پیدا کردن.
Yeah, because there's people who think that in the Old Testament they
have to keep the law to go to heaven.
That's nonsense. Abraham was saved by faith. faith. David was saved by faith. Every single believer in the Old Testament was saved by faith if they're in heaven.
And
so Abraham was justified by works before men.
در جلوی انسان‌ها عادل شمرده شد با اعمالش.
His works were made manifest and now we can look at Abraham and see his faith.
ابراهیم رو دیدن و عدالتش رو دیدن.
Faith was put into action.
عملش که ایمانش که عملیش
and
عمل شده.
That lines exactly up with what we've just been reading in James 2.
ما هم تو یعقوب فصل 2 هم
But James is communicating
here. حرفی که یعقوب میزنه.
We need to add works to our faith.
عملمون رو باید اضافه کنیم به اعمالمون.
Here's a great example. Here we have Abraham.
اینجا ابراهیم رو داریم.
Now let me show you another way to debunk that this is about salvation. Read verse 21 again. James 2, verse 21. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? Yeah, so Abraham was justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar. Now, if you want to say that Abraham was saved because of his works, then you're basically saying that this was the moment that Abraham got saved. But that he was justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar.
Now,
how old was Abraham when he offered his son Isaac? Go to Genesis 21:5. Let's get an idea. Genesis 21:5. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. Genesis 21:5.
Ibrahim sat sole bud ke pesarash Ishaq baraye un zade shud.
Yeah, so he was way over 100 years. Yeah, because Isaac was at least a boy, probably a young adult, by the time of the event. Did Abraham get saved when he was way over 100 years old? No, of course not. He was saved before the time. Yeah, before he went up that mountain with Isaac. Let me prove that to you. Genesis 17, verse 24. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. Now, this was before 100. How do we know he was saved before that? Go back to Romans 4. And let's continue reading where we left off there. Read verses 9 till 12 from Romans 4. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised. That righteousness might be imputed unto them also, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had being yet uncircumcised.
پس آیا این خوشحالی بر اهل ختنه گفته شد یا برای ختنه ناشدگان نیز؟ زیرا میگوییم ایمان به ابراهیم به عدالت محسوب گشت. پس در چه حالت محسوب شد؟ وقتی که او در ختنه بود یا در نامختونی؟ نه در ختنه بلکه در نامختونی و نشانه ختنه را یافت تا مهری باشد بر آن عدالت ایمانی که در نامختونی داشت تا او همه ختنه نشدگان را که ایمان آورند پدر باشد تا عدالت برای ایشان هم محسوب شود و پدر اهل ختنه نیز یعنی آنانی را که نه فقط ختنه شدند بلکه در طریق ایمانی گام برمی‌دارند که پدر ما ابراهیم در نامختونی داشت زیرا به ابراهیم و نسل او و عده‌ای که او وارث جهان خواهد بود از راه شریعت داده نشد بلکه از راه عدالت ایمان.
When did he get the sign of circumcision?
چه زمانی نشونه ختنه رو گرفت؟
99 before.
99 سال ولی میگه ایمانش قبل از ختنه.
What was the reality before that time?
قبل از ختنه ابراهیم چه واقعیتی بود؟
First 11. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised.
نشانه ختنه را یافت تا مهری باشد بر آن عدالت ایمانی که در نامختونی داشت.
Yeah, he had faith before.
ایمانی که قبل از اینکه ختنه بشه داشت.
Yeah, that he might be the father of all them, the belief.
وقتی که پدر اونهایی بشه که
Abraham was saved before he offered Isaac.
قبل از اینکه اسحاق رو قربانی کنه.
The works that he did
عملی رو که ابراهیم انجام داد
justified him before men.
جلوی دیدگاه
it showed his faith to the world.
ثابت کرد که ابراهیم چقدر ایمان داره.
You see how important it is that you read scriptures in context.
که چقدر
that you compare scripture with other scriptures.
آیه رو با آیه مقایسه کنید. معنی آیه رو از موضوع در نیارید.
Now let's quickly look at the last two verses.
دو تا آیه آخر رو بهش نگاه کنید.
Yeah, because there's another example that James brings up.
یه مثال دیگه هست که
یعقوب. Likewise also it was 25 Likewise also was not Rahab, the harlot, justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out on another way.
یعقوب 2:25 و همچنین آیا راهاب فاحشه نیز با اعمال عادل شمرده نشد وقتی که قاصدان را پذیرفته به راه دیگر روانه نمود زیرا
same thing here
همین اتفاق راهاب
it was not the action that saved Rahab
عملش نبود که نجاتش داد
the action made her faith visible
عملش باعث شد که بقیه ببینن
her faith was expressed in her works for everybody to see
ایمانش با عمل شکل گرفت.
How do we know for sure that she had faith?
چجوری بدونیم که ایمان داشتن؟
No, she's called a harlot. It's not a really nice way of talking about somebody.
Yeah,
of course, harlots can be saved. Our sins can be forgiven. But here's how we know for sure that she had faith. Because she ended up in the hall of fame of people of faith in Hebrews 11.
در عبرانیان فصل 11 جزء کسایی بود که لیست شهرت ایمان بود.
Hebrews 11:31.
عبرانیان 11:31 رو بخونید.
By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. When she had received the spies with peace.
به ایمان راهب فاحشه با بی ایمانان هلاک نشد زیرا که جاسوسان را به سلامتی پذیرفته بود.
Yeah, Rahab had faith, just like Abraham had faith.
مثل ابراهیم.
Their actions show their faith to the world.
و عملش به همه مردم دنیا ثابت کرد که ایمان داشت.
Yeah, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.
یعقوب 2:26.
زیرا چنانکه بدن بدون روح مرده است. همچنین ایمان بدون اعمال نیز مرده است.
Yeah, if your spirit leaves your body, that means you're dead.
زمانی که روحمون از بدنمون بره میمیریم.
There's still a body, yes, that's still there.
بله بدنه.
But it doesn't do anything anymore.
It's
not going to profit anybody anymore.
برای کسی سودی نداره به غیر از اینکه بدنتو ببینه.
Same way, faith without works is dead also.
ایمانتون هم عمل نداشته باشه. هیچ سودی برای هیچ کسی نداره.
That faith is not going to profit anybody.
ایمان مرده هیچ سودی برای کسی نداره. در نتیجه عمل رو به ایمانتون اضافه کنید.
What if you have faith and you don't have any works?
اگه ایمان داریم و امروز عملی نداریم.
Yeah. Your faith is dead. That's what it's called.
ایمانتون مرده است. بیفایده است برای اطرافیانت.
Yeah, but you are going to heaven because
اما به بهشت
salvation is by grace through faith.
از طریق فیض و از طریق ایمانه.
Yeah. Romans 4, remember. But to him that 4:5, you don't have to go there. I will just read it. But to him that worketh not but believed on him that justified and godly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Now, should you be seeking to have works? Yes, that's...
I cannot read it. I cannot translate it.
Romans 4:5, sorry.
اما برای کسی که عمل می کند مزدش نه از راه فیض بلکه از راه طلب محسوب می شود. و اما کسی که عمل نکند بلکه ایمان آورد به او که بیدینان را عادل می شمارد ایمان او عدالت محسوب می شود.
Now, should we be seeking to have works? Yes, that's the whole point of the chapter. I will show you my faith by my works. You as a Christian are saved unto good works that God has prepared for you to walk in, that you should walk in them. So go walk in them.
I
don't know what these works are. Here's how you'll make sure you're
going
to do the works that God has prepared for you to do.
چجوری مطمئن شیم کارهای نیکوی رو که خداوند برامون گذاشته رو انجام میدیم امروز
تصمیم بگیریم
هرچی که خدا گفته امروز
How does that work?
از قدم اول رو اطاعت میکنیم
Tomorrow morning,
فردا صبح
this afternoon. Yeah, you open your Bible. You're reading it. Yeah, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then you apply it to your life. You will start adding works to your faith. And then the day after, you do the same thing. And again. The next week again. The next month again. Year in, year out.
So
this is how you will grow in the Lord. And this is how you will start doing the works that God has prepared for you.
Because
God will guide your life. The Bible says in Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Psalm 37 is last verse we got.
Okay, no, yes.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Now, I hope that this helps to shine some light on James chapter 2 for you. And now become a doer of the word.
Yeah?
By adding works to your
faith.
Amen. Amen.